after an Earth Day yesterday, which we tried so hard on the show to celebrate her.
Well, I mean, it was her birthday.
Although, so. I think we fell short. There was a radio station I saw in San Francisco that played, broke format, and played 24 hours of nature sounds for Earth Day. Just did that.
Is that a good way to get ratings?
Well, we're number one in Barnes, so.
Yeah. Doesn't get more natural than that.
KB and Heather Lee.
Thank you for all the livestock and you listening. Life moves pretty fast. We stop and look around every once in a while. It's time for some midweek morning headlines. And they were moving around all day yesterday. The past 2 days, National Weather Service and the surveyors have looked at the damage and the post and the whole thing from Saturday's big storms. And now there were only 9 thought tornadoes that occurred Saturday, but they have now confirmed, National Weather Service, 10 technical tornadoes that were all west of Fort Worth and spanned from Hamilton County all the way through Hood, Parker, Jack County, a lot in Jack County too. But they did say, fortunately, no injuries, loss of life reported due to the storms, and they're going to stay out here for the next couple of days, so there may be more when it comes down to it. But 10 at this point, all streaming from that. It's just still staggering that there were no injuries reported on this, because that thing was a super cell tornado. It was huge.
I know. I saw some Facebook post and what have you. I was like, I'm going to build a storm shelter.
Man.
I'm going to get my shovel and
start
do it
digging
now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So TCU has a true home away from home on the Emerald Isle. That's because the Horned Frog season opener will be played in Dublin, Ireland on August 29th. They'll be the home team suiting up against the North Carolina Tar Heels. It's the first game overseas for both teams. Bill Belichick says it's a tremendous opportunity.
Oh, that's right.
And this will be his debut dance as the head coach for North Carolina. No word if he's bringing his girlfriend or if she's old enough to travel that far by herself.
Yeah, so, can she even drink over there in Ireland?
No.
I think if you can walk, you can drink.
I was going to say, you have to be at least 13 and a half, so maybe not.
Our Big Hank fan listening over there in Dublin, Susie, could go to the game and cheer on our Horned Frogs for us. They could have made a shorter trip. I mean, from campus, like, Dublin's only, an hour or so away?
It may not be as fun.
Go Frogs there, celebrating their rich Irish heritage. There will be a celestial smiley face in the sky looking at you starting tomorrow night going into that next morning. And this will be a phenomenon that will occur with the alignment of Venus, Saturn, and the moon. See, the moon right now is it's kind of a little sliver of a crescent moon, and it's kind of laying down on its side. So that's the smiley face mouth.
Night-night.
And then Venus is going to pop in and be the left eye, and Saturn will be the right eye. And you can look toward the eastern horizon if we get clear enough skies going into Friday morning to witness a smiley face staring at you.
Great.
You see any? You excited for it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
It's kind of like getting a sticker at Walmart. But it's free. Yeah. You don't even have to go to Walmart.
It's just nice having something stare at you from the sky other than, Starlink satellites spying on you.
Breaking news!
So RFK doing his darndest to make America healthy again and getting some artificial food dyes out of our food chain. There are 8 to be exact, and he says that our American children have been living in a, quote, toxic soup of synthetic chemicals for the last 50 years. Now, 2 will be pulled in the next few months. That would be citrus red number 2 and orange B, while green number 3, red number 40, yellow number 5 and 6, numbers 1 and 2 for blue. Well, they have until the end of next year to comply. And he's saying this is all an agreement, not like a mandate. They're all agreeing.
Oh.
They're all cooperating. Be nice. Take the junk out of your food. It's not where that goes.
Is this going to affect my Skittles? Because I want to taste the rainbow.
I'm sure it will. But I'm sure you can still taste the rainbow.
And have some monochromatic fun. He announced yesterday, the White House at least, that President Trump will be giving the commencement address at a couple of places coming up. This will be out there at the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. Yeah, this will take place for their next week, May the 2nd, commencement there. So President Trump will be speaking beforehand. And also, he agreed that he will be doing the commencement for West Point when that happens here in the next couple of days. But the University of Alabama, very excited about it in their statement. And Trump is, while he's there, he's going to try to collect all those student loans that are now suddenly due again.
So the birth rate for America has been declining for years. And speaking of President Trump, he's encouraging us to procreate with a little incentive. One initiative has a $5,000 bonus for new moms. Another gives 30% of all Fulbright scholarships to those who may be married or have children. The birth rate in America used to be 2.5 kids per family. That's now less than 2.
Yeah, this one. What is growing is the viewership for one particular movie out there. Came out in 2024, just last year, after the passing of the Pope. Streaming of The Conclave, the Ralph Fiennes movie, has soared to up to 283% after the passing of the Pope. Nearly 7 million minutes have been watched about this.
My.
Yes.
I've never even heard it. Have you even heard of this movie?
Yes. It was, I believe, up for an Oscar.
Oh, okay.
And for those that are wagering, Vegas has taken bets on who will be the new Pope.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Right now in the lead is Pietro Parolin. That's the current favorite to be the new pontiff. You can go there and see how that works out for you and do that. And back here to the home front, it was announced after years of different plans and millions of taxpayer investments, the Fort Worth City Council has approved the sale of what they call flood-prone homes that are located in the Arlington Heights neighborhood. And now they're going to resolve this decades-long issue, and they're going to sell them. Talk about playing the Will It Float Home Edition. That's not what we intended right there. Be careful.
It's not in the budget.
Might want to have a conclave first.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.